Catherine Dunham spent her life bridging boundaries and forging new connections. A native Illinoisian, her performing career took her across the globe. She developed an entirely unique style of dance that fused classical ballet with Black diasporic traditions. Dunham arrived in Chicago in 1928 when she enrolled as an undergraduate in the anthropology department at the University of Chicago. In an interview with Studs Terkel, she noted how she discovered a way to blend
my interest in people and my desire to travel and to know people in far places and to to combine study of the dance with the study of the folklore of people.
At this time, she also pursued professional dance training, studying with Ludmila Speranzeva of the Moscow Theater and Mark Turbefill of the Chicago Opera. Dunham used her artistic and organizational talents to cross racial boundaries and advocate for racial equality. With Turbefill's help, she formed Ballet Negre, a dance school for Black students, and she performed in La Giablesse with Ruth Page as part of the 1933 Century of Progress World's Fair. When the dance was remounted the following year, Page handed the title role over to Dunham. A champion of Black dance, Dunham celebrated the cultural practices of the African diaspora. While conducting anthropological fieldwork in the Caribbean, she participated in and documented dance traditions that she later codified in a method called the Dunham Technique. Soon after she left Chicago, she achieved international renown on stage, on screen, and in print, but she never abandoned her Midwestern roots. During the 1960s, she settled in East St. Louis, where she worked tirelessly to bring the arts to underserved young people. Throughout her long career, Dunham connected artistic innovation and collaboration to crossing social boundaries and pursuing social change. In this way, the matriarch of Black dance was both a product of and a contributor to Chicago's unique creative ecosystem.